Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you this Sunday's important financial highlights from our great nation. In recent events, we've witnessed how tech giants are showing green shoots of influence in the Australian financial planning sector. The recent conference, Advice, Wealth, and Super, Rewired in 2025, outlined how advice platforms are poised to transform the way we manage finances. Industry leaders see these platforms leveraging their immense reach to strike better pricing with fund managers. Imagine managing a whopping $105 billion, the weight of the financial world in your hands. Sounds like a future era, doesn't it? This shift, utilizing advanced platforms and data-driven strategies, shows great promise in streamlining advice delivery and enhancing both efficiency and client satisfaction. Let's shift focus now to the Australian superannuation sector. Reports suggest only minimal impacts from genetic testing on insurance policies. Around 900,000 policies could be affected, but remember, this is a small fraction of the 9 million Australians who are covered. Basis reports, only a fraction face unfavorable conditions, as a mere 10% of individuals over 45 have undergone genetic testing. As a country, we are considering banning the adverse use of genetic test results in life insurance, ensuring fair terms for all residents. And now, in the world of brewing, financial headwinds have hit the Sydney Beer Co., co-owned by Brett Lee and Matt Nable. The company is in neck-deep debt of $10 million, affecting numerous stakeholders, some of whom are the Australian Taxation Office and the McGrath Foundation. The pressure from tightened consumer spending and excise duties highlights structural challenges in our beverage sector. Prime Minister Albanese's proposal to halt beer tax increases may just provide some sector relief. And finally, we have a game-changing decision from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority favoring owners in a Lyft vandalism dispute. The AFCA ruled against Chubb Insurance in 2018 in a case involving apartment block damage due to vandalism. This landmark decision disputes Chubb's denial claim and orders replacement of hoist ropes, showing when it comes to consumer rights, we've got you covered. That's all for today's roundup of the essential financial services news. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more in-depth analysis and up-to-date information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay informed, Australia.